Hi there. The word for you today is time out. In Psalm 55, verse 22, the psalmist writes, "Cast your burden upon the Lord, and he will sustain you." Stories told of a hiker with two heavy duffel bags walking down a road in 90-degree heat. A truck driver stopped and told him to hop on. Later, when the driver looked in his rear-view mirror, behold, the hiker was standing in the truck bed, still holding his bags. We smile, but as John Walker points out, many of us, quote, stand in the truck of faith, carrying our burdens, thinking they're independent of the ride we're taking. We think God can carry us, but not our burdens. But the psalmist wrote, "Cast your burden on the Lord, and he shall sustain you." That means rest in his power and grace, confident that he's looking out for your best interests. Now, rest requires dependence. And one sign that you're not resting in God is worry, or the need to control. So next time you feel overwhelmed, settle into a chair and obey the words of Scripture in Psalm 46, verse 10, "Be still and know that I am God." In this instance, the command is to, quote, be still. And it comes from the word rapha, which means to let go or to release or to give up. Are you getting this? You've struggled long enough. Give your burden to the burden bearer. Set it down. In order to do that, you've got to do two things. Number one, practice saying no. Did you hear me? Practice saying no. If you're constantly available, you'll end up stretched so thin that you'll be no good to anybody. Jesus didn't try to please everybody. He prayed, got God's agenda, and stuck to it. Look, God will give you the grace to do only what he has commanded, not what you think or what others would like. Let's be clear on that. And number two, learn to value solitude. Turn off your PDA, pager, and cell phone. The sign of a well-ordered mind is, listen to this, the ability to sit quietly in one place and linger in your own company. Think about it.